Hello and welcome to the 10th module of Reinvent Yourself. So today we are moving on to the last finger, which is our right thumb. So when I was learning the system originally, we actually began with the thumbs. However, when I was putting this journey together and throughout the last few years of my experience with it, it became really apparent that actually thumbs get to be last because they are the culmination and truly the expression of everything that we have journeyed through. So now, in last module, we talked about being a matriarch or a patriarch. So let me say it another way. Being a success in a community, tribe, or a family, blood or chosen, being success or a failure in a community, tribe, or a family, blood, family, or chosen family. And I'm changing the language a little bit, offering a new way of looking at it because of where we're going to go today. So on the right thumb, which is where we are today, give yourself a thumb up. On the right thumb, we culminate with a conversation about being a manifester, somebody who creates, like really is connected to tangibly creating results in life. So let's first start with the master path, and then I'll share some student path, shadow path, and we'll come back and wrap up with the master. So on the master path, the energy of this archetype is successful in the world. Somebody who manifests things, somebody who is a doer, somebody who can turn anything into gold, somebody who owns the leadership skills and feels successful. This is a big distinction, feels successful. Success is such a funny word, even when I created Sacred Success as the overarching umbrella for my work in the world, people get winged out about it. Oh, but success has so many different layers. Oh, but success is different for everybody. Well, duh. Hello. Yes. Ding dong. Score. I laugh when people try to come. Whenever I post anything about success, I love when people come back at me and say, well, success looks different for different people. Yes, it freaking does. Get over it. We are on the same page. Success is what you deem success for you. On the mastery path, you feel successful. You feel accomplished. You feel like you are the captain of the ship, creating and guiding. Captain of the ship, creating and guiding. So on the left thumb, it was that energy, but it had to do with a tribe, within a family, within a community. Now we're talking about that energy out in a much bigger scope of the world. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a tribe or community. Now we are talking about you are guiding and leading a team, training a team, delegating to a team, being available to a team, carrying vision for the team, communicating that vision to the team. Are you getting the drift? You are a captain of the ship. And the ship doesn't have to be a tribe or community or family. It's a team of people that are collaborating together on something that you have a vision for that is much bigger than the tiny little you. And we'll talk about it when we get to the shadow, but I want you to hear that. It's much bigger than the tiny little you. On the master path, this is somebody who really gets, I have control over circumstances. Somebody who really, really understands what it is to be senior to circumstances, meaning circumstances are not something that takes you out. Oh, it's Tuesday and I got my period, world stop. No, it doesn't. Oh, it's Friday and I worked really hard. No. Or, oh my God, nobody is buying. That's a circumstance. On a master path, you can say nobody is buying, but you don't stop there. On a master path, you are a manifester and a doer, somebody who recognizes that leading from intention And knowing that feeling successful and knowing that no matter what the circumstances are, you keep moving forward, keep dreaming big, and keep creating results. That's who you are. This is somebody who makes things happen. Have you ever met anybody in the world who was like that? Anything you gave them, if they were on your team or you worked with them, they just made things happen. Nothing stopped them. This is somebody who just, I mean, think about somebody like that. I can think of several different people, but think of yourself right now. When was the time in your life when you felt like that you could make anything happen? You could make anything happen, and you did. I'll give you an example for me. I am mentoring a team of Spanish-speaking leaders, and I do not speak Spanish. Now, I'm learning it on Duolingo, which is excellent and amazing, and it makes me feel like I'm not lost. I could probably be dropped in Mexico or some other Spanish-speaking country and be just fine because I am apt to learn languages and I don't get scared of them. I just give it my best and I get it wrong and I trip over it, but I communicate. So when I started to mentor the Spanish-speaking leaders, group of leaders, right a couple days before the program started, I said, there's no way I can do this. I don't speak Spanish. I don't understand Spanish. You're gonna have to translate to me everything. It's what I said to the coordinator. And she said, well, okay, then that's what we're gonna have to do. And I said, all right, that was me trying to take myself out. And then for the last 5 months now, I have been mentoring them. I have been leading, facilitating to them, and we always found a way. And when I think about that, I actually feel proud and accomplished of myself. I'm like, you know what? I tried to stop. I actually tried to enroll somebody in letting me out off the hook. Luckily, she's like, yeah, we're gonna make it work. And I said, you know what? You're right. We're gonna make it work. And it doesn't mean that there aren't days when I question, is this really taking too much time, too much energy? But most of the time I say no. It's actually something that I'm really excited to be a part of and stretch myself. So think of somebody like that in your life where they can make anything happen. They get an idea and they move forward with it. Not every single day. I know you have 100 ideas a minute, and which one do I make work? That's a shadow side. On the mastery side, you just go with one and you make it happen. You are a doer. A doer doesn't mean I do 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 till I die, or my energy runs out and then I complain that I'm burnt out. No, this is somebody who really grounds deeply in how important energetic vibration is. You could do something for 10 minutes and a result could be so huge if you do it from the right place. It's like you're lifting a boulder with a tiny little ice pop stick. Imagine that. Or sometimes you could have an artillery trying to push the boulder and nothing moves because it's not from the right intention, not from the right place. It's from the place of proving, but let's not go into shadow yet. Let's stay in a mastery. So on a mastery side, this is somebody who also allows others to contribute, allows input from others, however, still stands in responsibility for the whole vision. Now, this is the biggest aspect. So I mentioned a couple of times that this is the energy of this archetype is feeling successful, feeling accomplished, feeling like whatever it is you are doing, whether it's one email or 10, you have accomplished a step towards what it is you are creating. Breaking projects into smallest pieces and checking them off. So let me bring in the shadow side to tell you why I bring it up in here. This is really important. On the shadow side, this is a sense of failure. No matter how much I do, I can never make anything work. I feel like a failure, and I will always find people that are better than me just so I can prove to myself that I'm a failure. Little to no movement, little to no movement. You will eventually, because nothing works out, but it really is a conversation, you will eventually just stop and do nothing because no matter what I do, it doesn't turn out. So what's the point? Why even bother? This is somebody who may create results, but they never feel like they are big enough, like they are enough, constantly feeling like whatever it is you do is not enough. So this is different than I am not enough. This is no matter what I do, it is not enough. Too many things on to-do lists, so you never feel accomplished. So you never have a sense of completion. So you never have a sense of fulfillment. Lack of success, lack of leadership, lack of direction, lack of delegating, trying to do everything yourself to justify your existence or to prove that you are the only one who can, but actually shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So there is nothing left to delegate. Constantly prove that you are the only one who can do it, but you can only do so much. So then you shrink and shrink and shrink and then stop moving because it doesn't turn out anyway. Inertia. Oh, this is a big one. Inertia is when you completely fold into yourself and become immovable. It's like no matter, like there is nothing that can move you. You keep pulling your energy inside until you become immobilized, remaining incapacitated. Now, we may think of incapacitated as somebody who is physically incapacitated. Right? They physically cannot do things. But actually, this starts with energetic. So if you are in any way feel incapacitated, but you aren't incapacitated, even as I say this, I was about to say, if you're missing limbs and you feel like you're incapacitated because of that, people without limbs are doing some incredible things these days. So that's not even true anymore. I know two women who have no hands, were born without hands below their elbows. And it baffles every time I see them, baffles my mind what they are capable of. I literally do not know because I met them on Zoom and I know them through the training world until I see them waving and then I see that they have no hands, right? I don't even know that they have no hands because they fulfill on every tasks. The tasks you think you need hands for, somehow they make it work. And every single time I see them, I'm like, are you kidding me? So here I digress, but I don't. It's actually very apropos. So inertia, constantly creating and proving to yourself that your actions don't matter. And no matter what you do is not enough. And well, you see, I did that and nobody bought. I am so tired of nothing working out. So I'm just not gonna do anything. Inertia, lack of activity, resistance. There are actually lines on the tip of both thumbs. They go horizontally. And if you have any of them, that is a very strong indication of resistance. Strong indication of resistance. You can have them on the left thumb, on the right thumb. They are on the tip, the top part of the thumb, and they are horizontal, meaning going from left to right or right to left. And they indicate resistance, inertia, resistance to creating something, lack of activity, sluggishness, passiveness. Passiveness, again, comes from what's the point? No matter what I do, it still doesn't turn out. May as well just do nothing. All right, let's keep going with the mastery path. I'll do it myself. I already talked to that. I'll do it myself. I can do it better. And then keeping yourself small, even more shrinking because you did it. Maybe you did it better. Who knows? Anyway, you probably screwed it up 20,000 times. Somebody else could do better. I know when I started to hire out for tasks many, many years ago, I started with just one task at a time. First, I was, of course, like, well, they're not doing it better. I can do it better. But actually, when I allowed the contribution of others, mastery path, when I allowed the input from others, they had different ways of doing it. And the results looked different, but they were just as good. So I detached from what it has to look like in order to delegate so I can keep expanding and growing. Okay. Impatience with training. Ooh, I know this one. Impatience with training other people. So remember, on a mastery path, we have a team that we train. We are willing to teach others whatever it is we'll get to delegate to them. So we're not stuck doing everything ourselves. But on a shadow side, we get frustrated, impatient with training people, wanting everything done my way. I just said that, right? Wanting everything done my way. Is my way or the highway? Yes, there are some things we get to be very clear on. This is how I want it done. There are some things in my business where I'm very strict on. For example, you don't just invite everybody to my summit. You only say yes to speakers who have at least XYZ, depending on a summit list size. Sometimes it's 5,000, sometimes it's 10,000. And I had an assistant who didn't listen. And she invited few people that were not meeting the criteria. And she was, I coached her. And then she was tasked with telling these people, sorry, we actually have a requirement and we'll let you know when that requirement changes. Thank you so much for your interest. So being willing to not have everything done your way in an interest of delegating and expanding so it's done and keeps moving forward and growing. Not wanting to be, not being open to input from others. I just talked about that, right? Not being open to input from others. Everything has to be your way. It has to be the way you want it, right? Not initiating or starting anything. Again, going back to, no matter what I do, it doesn't turn out. So I don't initiate or start anything. Focusing on things with no tangible results. Oh, this is a big shadow part, especially for entrepreneurs who are just starting. Let me just say business owners, because entrepreneur is a really big word. Let me say, not every business owner is an entrepreneur, by the way. Do you hear that? Not every business owner is an entrepreneur. So let me just focus on business owners, brand new budding business owners who will focus on things with no tangible results. What could it look like? No tangible results could be like, and I actually have a friend like that. For many years, she was stuck in that until she wasn't. Meditate every day. And meditating, as soon as she was lost or confused, she would meditate. But then she wouldn't take action. Meditation was her solution to whatever wasn't working. Instead of fine, meditate, align your energy, journal if you have to, pray, whatever you need to do. Ground, envision, and then take action. Remember, thumbs are about action, doer, creating results, not just by aligning with it and meditating and journaling. No, you actually have to take action. So focusing on things with no tangible results. Okay, so this doesn't mean, I feel like whenever I say it, I have to play it from both sides. Play it to the people who will now say, well, then you're only saying do. No, not at all, actually. What I'm saying is, and I've said it many times, is align your energy. Get committed fully, body, mind, and soul, and heart, and all parts of you. Get aligned to whatever it is you are creating. Get your vibration raised to the level of it's already done. And then take action, but you must take action. On a shadow side, we focus on doing the things. We might take action, but we'll do the things that don't actually create a tangible result. Or, I'm going to throw this in here, building a website. Oh, get over it. Who even has websites anymore? I haven't touched my website. Like, I think 3 years ago, we changed up things on my website. And the last time before that was 7 years ago. And 3 years ago, even since then, I've taken pages down. I don't even know what's on my website. Quite frankly, it doesn't matter. It's not where we are anymore. Have a website, fine. But do not waste. If you don't have any clients, your website is not the action to take. That's definitely not the action to take. Unless you're on Amazon and people buy products from you on the website like Amazon, that's not the action to take. So it's taking action, focusing on things with no tangible results, or I'm adding here, with creating results, but not the results that actually will move you forward, because website will not move you forward. Sharing your information, speaking, creating an opt-in and putting it out into the world so people can know what it is you're up to, so they can opt into the, and you can build your list and now you can serve them. Now we're talking about taking action in a way that creates tangible results. Okay, moving on. Taking on projects without short milestones. Okay, so now let me go back to what I was talking about on the mastery path. So this is what I say to everybody and anybody who has any markings on the thumbs, left or right thumb, applies to both, left or right thumb. It is about doing things, setting things up in a way that makes you feel successful. So remember, mastery, the overarching theme on a master path, I feel like success. On the shadow side, I feel like a failure in the world. I feel like a failure. And by the way, bring it into the left thumb as well, because it's the same thing. I feel like success in a family, tribe, community, or I feel like a failure in success in a family, tribe, community, right? So now, tangibly, what does it look like? Tangibly, it looks like setting yourself up so you never feel like you are succeeding. So let's say you have a to-do list and it has 100 items on it. It's physically, humanly impossible to complete it. So you strike one out and add 3 more. So the list grows. Now you had 99 because you did one, you striked one, you added 3 more, you have 102. You wake up tomorrow, you do one and you remember, oh my God, 5 more things. So now you are back to 101 plus 5 more, 106. Are you keeping up with me? And your to-do list always grows and you never feel satisfied, complete, accomplished, successful. That is a shadow side. Shadow side will do that to undermine your feeling and a sense of success. On the shadow side, somebody says, all right, what are you going to accomplish today? Or maybe you even declare it to yourself, I'm going to write a book today. You get up in the morning, you're like, I'm going to get it done today. And you sit down and you're like, oh, what's the title of my book? You don't even have a title, but you're declaring you're going to write it today. Laugh with me. Ridiculous. Unless it's a 10-page ebook, you're not writing it today. Okay. And I'm saying this because I want to be facetious with you. I want you to get how sneaky this shadow side is. And we do this. This is somebody saying, I'm going to redo my bathroom. Starting at 8 a.m., they haven't ripped out the old bathroom. They haven't chosen the tiles. They haven't chosen the appliances, whatever you call it in a bathroom. I know what it's called. I used to flip houses, but I just can't remember right now. The toilet, the sink, the shower, the tub, if you have one in there. You haven't chosen any of it. You just woke up this morning and you decided, I'm going to redo my bathroom. And then you get in there at 8 o'clock and you realize you haven't taken it out. You haven't chosen anything new. You don't even know what it's going to look like, but you're going to get it done today. And then walking out at 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock, or however long you push yourself, and saying, oh my God, I have no place to pee tonight. I have no place to shower tonight. Oh my God, I'm such a failure. I am such a failure. This is somebody who writes a book. So let me now give you another aspect of this, still shadow side. This is somebody who actually will write a book. Let's say it takes them 3, 6 months, however long it takes. You're super ambitious. Takes you 3 months, 6 months, beautiful, written, edited, published book, even if you self-published it. And then you sit there and instead of celebrating and feeling really good about it, on the shadow side, you will say, well, just one book. Oh, and it's not number one bestseller yet. So feeling like a failure. But I didn't write the trilogy and it's really part of a trilogy. And then you write a trilogy. Let's say it's a year or two later and you wrote the whole trilogy. And it's beautiful. It's published. It's out in the world. And you're like, just one trilogy? Oh my God, I just met an author. She wrote 3 trilogies. And one of those series is like number one bestseller in the category. Such a failure. So do you get what I'm saying? This is one, not setting yourself up for success, not chunking down your project, being realistic about what's possible in a day. Not what you think you can do, but what's realistic in a day. Can you by yourself rip out a bathroom, retile it, re-put new sink, new bathtub, new shower all in one day? You cannot. Why? Because there is a time that it takes to seal things, to glue things, to cement things in, to and I'm just talking about easy project without having to replace any wiring and plumbing and any of that. I'm talking about just, you don't even have to change anything. Like you don't have to re-sheetrock the walls. I'm talking about easy peasy. Okay. It's still going to take time for the tile to adhere and then adhere to the wall, dry up. Well, how about that? Dry to the wall. And it's going to take time for you to sparkle it, to grout it. And then for it to like, it takes time. Physically, you cannot do it in one day. So did you set yourself up for success? So the shadow side is not breaking projects into smaller tasks and relishing in the sense of success of accomplishing every single step. If I have somebody who has a lesson or a purpose on the right thumb specifically, I will literally tell them, put three things on your to-do list. When we first start and they see the shadow side, I tell them, put three things on your to-do list every day. Number one, wake up. Number two is something you're going to accomplish that will take no more than 30 minutes. They probably underestimating the time, so I'm giving them a little slack. Number three, brush your teeth. Okay? Number one, wake up. Number two, choose one task you'll actually do that shouldn't take more than 30 minutes. Number three, brush your teeth. These three tasks start there. And then every single time you accomplish one, you check off or cross. Why? Because we are training our system, our energetic system, our mind, body, our heart, all of us that has up until now been trained in sense of failure and lack of accomplishment to look at me. I'm doing so great. I'm accomplishing these things. I checked three things off my list today. My list is complete. Imagine if you do that and by 9 a.m. you are complete. Everything else you do today, you are a freaking superhero. Imagine that. And this is purely for purposes of training yourself, your mind, your wiring, your energetic system to begin to accept that you are a success and you are accomplished and you are a doer and you make things happen. And setting short-term goals. So again, maybe you're going to write a trilogy, but that's not what goes on your list. What goes on your list is chapter by chapter by chapter. And every single time you complete a chapter, I don't care if it's a first revision. If you know, and I don't know why book is such a great example, but I always use these. Let's say you put a chapter. It's not complete a chapter in its entirety, edited, revised, cleaned up. No. If it's a chapter, then you're going to say, first edition of a chapter, first version of the chapter, and then you have seven chapters, and then you're going to create another list for the first edit. Edit for chapter one, edit for chapter two, edit for chapter three, edit for chapter four, da-da-da-da-da-da. Not the whole entire edit, right? Like people will just edit my book. It'll be the to-do on to-do list. And it takes forever for it to happen, right? But imagine breaking it up into chapter after chapter, or maybe even page after page. And maybe wherever you are, you actually will put on to-do list, edit page number 17. That's it for today. If you do more, you are freaking superhero. But what you are doing by doing that is you are becoming, you are wiring yourself, you are programming yourself, you are creating an identity of a doer, an accomplisher, a manifester, somebody who accomplishes great things and what she says she does or he. So this is about a sense of success and a sense of failure, a feeling of success and a feeling of failure. Not what somebody thinks it looks like, but what you feel like. And then finding evidence for where you want to be, which probably would be success, not failure. Now, everything in you will try to tell you that you are lying to yourself. There is an aspect of you that will try to rip you down and actually show you evidence. Well, this person did write a book in one day, and I can't even write it in 6 months. This person just made a million in 2 months, and I haven't even had two clients in a whole entire year. Your mind will try to find evidence, even if you don't know the whole story. Your mind will try to find evidence. Now, when I say mind, I mean your programmed subconscious, your ego, the part of you that is on a mission for you to stay safe. That part of you, the shadow side, will absolutely support you in feeling like everything, no matter what you do, it doesn't turn out. And even if something does turn out, it will point at things that didn't turn out the way you wanted them. Somebody gives you $10,000 and this is exactly what you were praying for. I need $10,000 so I can get this thing going. Somebody gives it to you. You know what you're going to say? Oh, it's not how I wanted it. I didn't want a gift. How did you want it? Well, I don't know, but not a gift. Oh, okay. So this is about a sense of failure and a sense of success. So again, on a master side, you know you are the captain of the ship. The buck stops with you. You are the one that holds the vision, that holds the mission, that holds the sense of responsibility and carries the vision, and you enroll other people to come along with you. This is somebody who feels successful, who looks for any evidence of feeling like accomplished success, somebody who can do things and makes things happen. On the mastery side, you have big enough vision and you strive to, as soon as possible, begin to build a team so you can lead this team, delegate to this team, train this team, revel in their input, be grateful for their input, and have the input support the growth. Delegate instead of having been committed to it must be my way. Nobody else can do it as good as me. Ah, see, I am the only one. Nobody else can do it. This is why, blah, 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 because nobody else can do it like me. On the mastery path, this is somebody who finds joy and fulfillment in any aspect of the tasks complete. Completes part of it and feels the sense of fulfillment from it and allows yourself to let it fill you from the inside. Doer, successful in the world, the manifester, the captain of the ship, the delegator. So we used to have this combination. We don't call it that anymore, but there isn't a replacement word. I'm going to use it for a moment. The right index finger and the right thumb. The right index finger and the right thumb. We actually, the name for it was a big shot. A big shot. Somebody who just is unstoppable in the world. Absolutely unstoppable in the world. So look, start look, start looking, start looking and see. Where have you been? Have you been mostly in a shadow side? And if you have been, start looking at evidence that it's not true, that actually you have been on a mastery side, maybe not everywhere, but here or there, and start looking for evidence. And maybe even make a list of evidence. One of the things that I play with in my sacred success alignment with my clients is writing things that they have accomplished. Anything like a rock star. I'm a rock star, right? Something that I am proud of that I've created. Anything. Anything. I learned how to walk. I said mom or mama, whatever word was your first word. Looking for any evidence that you are successful, accomplished, a doer, a manifester, what you say you do, and you make things happen. You make things happen. Starting to take it on, because if you start to take it on, then all of a sudden you will begin to start seeing evidence of it. This is how manifesting works. Manifesting works by you first declaring you are a doer, you are a finisher, you complete things, you finish what you start. And then as you take that on and you start proving it by actually completing what you start, anything, which is where chunking it down supports, because if you chunk it down and you just say edit page 7 and you actually edit page 7, and let's say you are on fire and you edit 17 pages, everything else just goes to prove that you are a champion. You are a champion. You go overboard. You do extra. Imagine being that kind of a person in the world and not looking at what somebody else's evidence for that is, but what is your evidence? What is your evidence? What is your proof? The way that you will begin to create that identity as somebody who creates, is successful, is a manifester, that anything you touch, you create. Anything you do turns out. Beginning to look for evidence and living from that place without beating yourself up if it doesn't look that way, but allowing yourself to celebrate every tiny little step that supports you in creating that identity for yourself. All right, so this is where we're going to wrap up our right thumb and begin to put it all together. So there will be one more bonus recording where I'm going to walk you through a journey we have taken over the last 10 modules so you can begin to see how it all comes together and how to use it to begin to support you to constantly being connected to who am I being, what am I creating, what's in a gap, what do I get to shift, what gets to shift, so I can remain in a high vibration of everything that I choose and desire to create. Okay, I want to hear what showed up for you, what you heard, what you are committed to from now on. I cannot wait to hear from you. Let's be successful manifestors, ones that the world can count on to make things happen.